Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a whole end without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new
station. Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we're going to be talking about the future of communication. Before we get into that, we're going to go ahead and talk about Pudgy Penguins. This is by far the craziest execution of an NFT project thus far, 100%. So Pudgy Penguins, it's a collection, NFT collection of 8,888 Pudgy Penguins. So they have Pudgy World, just really the craziest execution by far by any NFT project. So that is just... talk about brand building, talk about like just wow. That's all I gotta say. So again, shout out to Luca Nets over there at Pudgy Penguins. Guy is just executing at a different level, and he's fucking like, he's 24 years old. The guy is stupid young. So that's just, it's crazy to see. So I believe it was like 2,000 Walmarts across the United States. So if you go to a Walmart and they have the Pudgy Penguins there, you can basically buy a plushie, right, of like a Pudgy Penguin. So the crazy part about this is this, and again, we don't bullshit. We don't lie on this podcast. Come on. We keep it all the way 100. So when I first saw Pudgy Penguins, I 100% thought, oh, this is just another bullshit animal project. 100%. Again, if it wasn't a penguin, it was a fucking bird or a fucking alligator or a fucking whatever, right? Just all these stupid ass animals with a toothbrush or a fucking sword up their ass, right? Like just stupid, crazy shit, right? So this, I'm not going to lie, 100% was one of those projects. I just chalked it up, but yep, this is going to be one of those others, just stupid rug pulls. Like anyway, it's really what I thought. But as time goes on, 6 months later, a year down the road, 2 years down the road, Pudgy Penguins keeps on executing, and it's just really insane to see. So when we think about, again, it's always about touching the next generation, right? These kids can go into Walmart, right? And they don't have to know anything about NFTs, nothing, right? They don't have to know about the collection, but they can go in and they could see this Pudgy Penguin at Walmart. And it's just like a cool little stuffed animal. Like, it's a sick ass little stuffed animal. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not a stuffed animal guy, but I'd buy a Pudgy Penguin. I'm just being real. So it's just super cool. That's just one of those things. So kids now can, again, walk into Walmart, they can touch their Pudgy Penguin, they fuck around with it, right, play with it, throw it around, but this is just one of those things, is, like, you can see this continuing on, and more products being built on top of the Pudgy Penguin's brand, right? So this is just such a, it's just super interesting. Like, this is, it's just crazy to actually see it, like, and it's not even necessarily mainstream, right? It's not like now everybody knows what Pudgy Penguins is, right? But it's one of those things that it's you recognize it, right? So again, I've talked about this a lot, but with the Bored Ape Yacht Club, and specifically Snoop Dogg with his ape, he has put it all over cereal, ice cream, like just all these different, he just branded all these different products, right? So his ape is being recognized by the public, right? And especially by kids, they go by, they walk, and they see a, maybe if it's cereal, right? They see an ape on the cereal. Again, it doesn't mean anything. They don't think immediately in their head, they don't think NFT project, oh, Bored Ape Yacht Club, right? But they're seeing this figure, right? So it's the exact same thing with the ape as it is with the Pudgy Penguin. They're seeing this Pudgy Penguin. They like it. It's cute. It's fun. Maybe it makes a little sound, right? But it's a plush toy, right? So these are one of these brand touches. It's a brand touch. Right. So this shit is just, it's interesting to me, and I'm super excited for Pudgy Penguins. I do not own one yet. Hopefully I become a holder in the future, but this is, it's a just crazy NFT project. Like, I don't know. Again, my favorite NFT project still is the Crypto Cannabis Club. I've talked about that numerously, a bunch of fucking times on this podcast. So my vision for the Crypto Cannabis Club is something similar to that, right? Like, it's going to take time, but it's not, this goes for really just any, I'm just talking about the Crypto Cannabis Club for my own specific example, but like, let's think about another fucking project, like, I don't know, fucking the crazy fucking dolphins, right? Just making this shit up. Like, if that NFT project, if you like the NFT project and you think that it has a real purpose and it can actually bring real value to the holders, that is something that as a holder, you can't sit there and be pissed off about the project, the NFT project that you invested into not taking off. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's up to you. So me, Crypto Cannabis Club is not mainstream. It's not giving utility to holders at this point. It was, but not at this point. So it's not one of those things that I could say, oh, fuck the Crypto Cannabis Club. It's like, for me, Jared, what am I doing to make the Crypto Cannabis Club move a step forward, right? I can't be mad if I'm not part of the solution, 100%. So that's just something that we're going to see here in the future as NFT projects and as the bull run comes. We don't know when, we never know when, right? Because we can't time it. But we can definitely see that's going to be, the educational part is going to have to come back in. We're going to have to start reminding people again, like, nope, even as someone that is coming out with the NFT project, right? Fuck the holders that are complaining about the price going up, right? Like, it's about real utility. What are they doing to make the project take that step forward to do whatever you're trying to do with said project, basically, right? So I'm super excited again. I'm talking about Pudgy Penguins, but I think about the Crypto Cannabis Club every single day. No, they don't pay me. No fucking sponsor, none of that. I just truly believe it's going to be one of the biggest cannabis projects on the blockchain, zero doubt. And so when I think about that, I think about, as an example, like, you hold this Crypto Cannabis Club NFT, then you get exclusive access when you go to, hopefully, maybe it's like in Austin, Los Angeles, Miami, right? Some of these like hot spots, right? And if you're in that city and you own a Crypto Cannabis Club, maybe you get to go up to the top floor of a nice ass building and you get to go enjoy the dispensary along with drinks or food or whatever, but it's holders only, right? And maybe you can have a plus one or whatever, right? I'm just banging this shit out in my head right now, but that is something super cool. So maybe, again, I have a friend visiting me from California and I'm here in Austin, right? I live here in Austin. So if Austin's one of the spots for the Crypto Cannabis Club holders, right? I bring my buddy over. He comes and visits me. I take him to the spot, and maybe he owns a Crypto Cannabis Club as well. But either way, we get in because I have I own the NFT, and maybe I get a discount on the cannabis. Maybe I get a discount on the food or whatever it might be, right? All those little details have to be worked out, and not everything can be free for holders, right? Because again, the project has to make money so it can keep on going and progressing and getting bigger and better, right? And then it's just crazy. Like, that's just a small example, but that would be so fucking sick. So me, Jared, again, I always keep that on the back of my dome at all times. And the chance I get, or the conversations I have around that, like, it's just insane shit. So Crypto Cannabis Club, I think it's one of those things, like, that could be, it could be one of those things where it's like a brand, and maybe it starts somewhere with just rolling papers at first, right? Or it starts with bongs or whatever the fuck. It's just universal. Crypto, cannabis, again, crypto's on the rise. Cannabis is on the rise. There's going to be a point where both of these are super mainstream. And so to me, it's a no-brainer. And so that's why I just love that project. But I bring that up because, again, as someone that holds an NFT and maybe the project isn't doing something right, maybe you're kind of mad at the holders the founders or whatever. It's like, bro, like, what ideas are you bringing to the table? Like, what are you doing on your end to help the project? So you can't complain if you're not, again, part of the solution. So I just wanted to bring that up. I think it's just good housekeeping for just kind of people new into NFTs, or you know what I'm saying. And by the way, if you are new to NFTs, I want to give you a warm welcome. I'd highly, highly recommend that you start at episode 1, where I explain NFTs to my mom and work all the way through the catalog. I'm super confident that either I or one of the guests on the podcast will teach you something. I guarantee it. If you're not new here, welcome back, baby. So anyway, I just had to bring that up because I think it's that the Crypto Cannabis Club was a project that I talked about a lot at the very beginning, and I kind of just watched it, but I still hold, and I hope, this is one of those things though, with the Crypto Cannabis Club, I hope the floor price drops. Like, I hope they're just passing them out. Like, that's how much conviction I have on the Crypto Cannabis Club. The guy that owns NFT.eth, has 305 Crypto Cannabis Club tokers, right? So they're called NF tokers, right? So anyway, that project is always on my radar. It fascinates me. I want to keep collecting tokers. And again, I hope the floor keeps going down so I can keep on buying. So anyway, we'll go ahead and end that there. We'll go ahead and move on to the next topic of conversation, which I'm going to give you just a warning up front. I get excited about this shit. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know when I get excited, I go everywhere. I don't give a shit. I'm just excited. So that's what this is going to be about. Just giving you a warning up front. So if you haven't already, I'm going to link it in the show notes. But the Mark Zuckerberg and Lex Fridman podcast. Wow. Like, just wow. Like, wow. I've seen a lot of crazy shit. I feel like I've seen in my email box, I've seen a lot of crazy shit. This just really just fucking wowed me. Like, the hyper realistic, like, it fascinates me. Like, it made me, so I'd say I've over here stuttering. I'd say I have a lot of conviction on NFTs, the metaverse. But, and I've talked about this too, there's times where I just can't see it. It's that simple. There's times where I'm just like, oh, fuck, I don't know. Like, you know, because again, I'm a real world guy. I like doing real world shit. So even me, sometimes my brain goes to or, right? Instead of like just doing both, right? But when I saw this podcast with Mark Zuckerberg, Lex Fridman, I was literally just mind blown. Like, it tapped me right back into, oh wait, no, yes, this will like, this is absolutely the future. So again, I'm gonna have the links in the show notes so you can check it out yourself, but I'm begging you to watch that and tell me you're not mind blown. Like, it's the most realistic shit in the world. Mark and Lex Fridman did a podcast, but they were in the metaverse. And so I think Lex Fridman, he lives here in Austin. He was here in Austin during the interview, and Mark Zuckerberg was probably somewhere in California or some shit. I don't know where he lives. But so they were in two separate spaces. But if you look at the interview, it's so fucking real. Like, it just is insane. Like, they got face scans, and that was one of the other things that was just mind-blowing to me. So they were talking about, yeah, like, if you wanted to get this realistic, you have to do this full-blown scan and all this bullshit. But in the future, it's going to be just with your phone. You just, little 2-3 minute scan with your phone, and you can look just as realistic as they did. And again, you have to watch this video because it won't make any sense, but you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you watch it. So it's just crazy. Like, just the realism is too, and like, I don't even know. It literally fucking wowed me, because I'm just like, this is absolutely it. And so when Mark was saying, oh, well, here shortly, like, you'll be able to just scan your face again, 2-3 minute scan, and it'll be that realistic. You can see a point where that 2-3 minute scan is going to take 20-30 seconds, and this is just going to evolve. So I'd say when we're talking about like super realistic, I'd say this is about 99.5% there. That's all I'm going to give it. I'm not going to say 99.9. I'm going to say 99.5, just a little 0.5, right? 0.5, and they're fucking there. And it's going to be, in the coming years, it's only going to get better, which is even more mind-blowing. So let me actually read this. I took a screenshot. This is what Lex Fridman said. It's super interesting that the intimacy of conversation can be achieved remotely. It just feels like an incredible transition to something else, a different kind of communication. It breaks down all the barriers, like geographic, physical barriers, Fridman remarked. So I thought that was just so it's just next level communication, and it's just that, and it made me think, as soon as, because me, Jared, like, I would want to do that so bad. Like, people don't give a shit about, like, Mark Zuckerberg's fucking avatars. Like, the avatar, it's lame. Like, it don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Little fucking bobblehead, like, shit just looks lame. It's not cool. Like, it's not, anyway. So, that was Mark Zuckerberg's, like, first, can't knock the guy, can't shit on the guy, right? The guy's trying, the guy's, you know, they're doing shit, right? They're obviously making progress. So I'm never one to like to knock anything, right? Everyone's trying to get better. Everyone's trying to make this shit super hyper fucking realistic. And they did a damn good job. That's all I'm going to say. And so they were talking on the MetaQuest Pro, and it just like, wow, again, I keep on going off, but like, just take a look at it for yourself. And wow, that gives me my conviction back on the metaverse, back on not necessarily NFTs, but just, yes, people will, like, Zoom calls will be 100% a thing of, like, the past. Like, this is it. This is 100% the future, like, just of how realistic it was. Like, people, you can't complain. Like, you can't say, like, again, because I'm a real in-person human being. I love in-person contact. I love, again, shaking people's hands, looking people in the eye. Like, I believe in that shit. I think that shit is obviously just super important. And it means a lot to me. And I just love that shit, right? So in person is always, it's super important to me. But at the same time, this was so realistic that I'm like, yeah, this is just as, like, it looks, it just looks like you're in person. Like, and I don't know what to say. So that's basically it. Like, they did it. It's going to get better, and I can't wait to see how it comes to the mainstream. Like, that really excites me, like, because you just know people, as soon as that, obviously everyone now doesn't have, like, the access to go to fucking MIT and get these face scans, or I don't know where the fuck, Stanford or whatever, to get the face scans and do the whole shit, right? No one, right? It's not feasible for everybody right now. But when you could just scan your phone on your iPhone, Android, whatever, it's going to be next level, and people will want to know what they look like as an avatar. And this shit won't be as goofy. It won't be as, like, people won't make fun of it as much, right? Like, it's going to be more, like, realistic. Like, oh, shit, no, they actually dialed it in, and it's on point. So, and again, we can keep looking at that to just get better and better. But that was just mind-blowing to me, and I had to share that. If you haven't seen it already, again, for the millionth time I've said on this podcast, go check it out. Link will be in the show notes. So one thing I also saw was the smart glasses by Ray-Ban, which was super interesting. It's at a $300 price point. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that's another one of those crazy fucking, I don't know. I'm just excited. I'm just excited about all this shit. Like, it's just, it's nuts. So one thing I saw, actually going back, sorry, I missed this point, going back to the MetaQuest Pro. So creators, this is what they were talking about in the interview, and this is 100%, like, you could just see it. So creators basically will be creating an AI version of themselves for fans, right? And it just looks super, like, hyper-realistic, right? So you can, basically, let me fucking, since she's been in the news recently, not in the news, like, just all over fucking everywhere, Taylor Swift, right? So she's been fucking, she's been all over the news, like, everyone's been talking to her, right? She's with fucking Kelsey now. Is it Travis Kelsey? Fuck, I don't know. Anyway, he's a football player for the Chiefs. And anyway, so you can imagine us, I'm bringing up Taylor Swift. She has super fans, like, right? People are obsessed with fucking Taylor Swift. I think I saw that Travis Kelce gained like 900,000 followers because of the fucking Taylor Swift. His jersey sales went fucking through the roof, like, just crazy because of Taylor Swift. Anyway, so Taylor Swift has super fans, right? You can see a point, and you have to look at the real, like, the super fucking hyper-realistic version of Taylor Swift, right? But Taylor Swift could create an AI version of herself and fans could just talk to her, right? Is it actually Taylor Swift? No, it's obviously the AI version of her. But you could go back and forth and she looks, it's like when you have the Meta Quest 3 Pro headset on, like it just look, it looks fucking insane. Like it just looks like you're actually talking to her. And again, with AI, it's going to feel like it's real. Like she's going to be replying just real fucking, just real ass conversation, real replies. Like just, it's just going to be crazy. So you could 100% see that being a thing. And of course, celebrities are going to want to monetize that, right? Like you can talk to Taylor Swift for fucking 5 minutes for whatever X amount of money or right. And so it's just, that is definitely like insane. Like, cause I, if I'm thinking about it, like I would do that 100%, not with Taylor Swift. I don't, I'm not like really a Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie or whatever the fuck they call them. But I just like, just with whoever the fuck else, like it could just be like some for shits and giggles, like fucking George Washington or some shit, right? Like imagine talking to him and he's just like, oh, well, like, you know, whatever the fuck, right? Whoever you like, or whoever you look at, Mr. Beast, right? And you know, a lot of the kids would like Mr. Beast, just talk to him. You could just say, hey, what's up? And like, he'll reply back and ask him how his day is and maybe ask him questions or whatever. Either way, I just thought the hyper-realistic face is technology that is 100% groundbreaking and technology that is 100% going to move this whole, the entire Web3 umbrella forward, 100%. So that was just something I wanted to bring up. I thought it's just interesting, and again, watch the video if you haven't already. But just crazy shit, and this is the type of, like, this is what people are looking at, this is what people are excited about, this is what is gonna get people wanting to do the metaverse play or whatever the fuck it is, right? People are already playing in the metaverse, but the realism is 100% an aspect that people care about. People care about the visuals. If it feels like it's a video game, people are still obviously going to play it. But if it's like a video game and it's like just so realistic and it, you can't even tell if it, like multiple times during the interview, I couldn't even tell that it was fake. Like that's how, like, it's just mind blowing shit. Again, the freckles, the eye movements, the mouth movements, like all these little tiny gestures. It's just insane shit. So please watch it if you haven't already. Again, link will be in the show notes. But that is the end of today's episode. Again, if you want to reach me on Instagram, it's going to be Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's going to be TheJarrod. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes. Alternatively, my email is down there. So go ahead and shoot me an email. Again, you can just say what's up. I'll say what's up back. What are you working on? What are you excited about? What are you seeing? What is something you want to hear about on the next episode? Like just what is interesting to you? What is something, yeah, that you're seeing that is cool? Like, what do you think is up next? What's a trend that you're seeing? I like to hear from you. So don't hesitate to reach out. That is the end of today's episode. I'm about to go watch Kill Tony. So I'm excited as fuck. I hope everyone is enjoying their week. I will see you on the next one. Peace. Baby, lately I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper, paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new Mercedes. Bitch trying to have my.